So, a little story for people
yeah.
from our flight back last night. We got delayed a couple of times, but while we were at the airport, I don't know how this happened. This is the ultimate amateur hour move. I want everyone to know, rookie mistake, I'm raising my hand, I'm telling you, this one's on me. I threw a ball into double coverage. I didn't see the zoning linebacker. It's just a throw you can't make. Went to the wide side of the field, left it inside for the DB for a pick six. So I didn't check my bag. I normally do, but I didn't this time. I didn't have enough stuff that I had to check anything, and it was just more convenient and easy not to. So because of that, I go through security with my book bag and a small rolly suitcase. When we were ready to board the plane some almost 3 hours later because of three delays, as they're finally calling our flight to line up and our group is boarding, I look at Danny and Darius and I go, wait a second, where's my suitcase? Everyone starts looking at each other. We've sat in the same spot for a couple of hours. It's not there. The only thing I did was go and get some Grater's ice cream because a couple people told me on Instagram Live, you can't leave Cincinnati
without
eating some of that ice cream. And I thought it was just a message from the good Lord above that there was one 20 yards away while they had told me that. I said, okay, I'll see what it's all about. And by the way, they were right.
Mm.
That was the best chocolate ice cream I've had in a long, long time. But the bag wasn't there either. And so I'm going, it's one of two places. It's either at the bar that Darius and I sat at to get a water, no food, because they wouldn't let us because it was $6.50 and they'd already closed.
By the way.
Least friendly bar in America.
You know what they were not excited about? Having you guys patronize their establishment.
Darius, there were two employees in that bar. How many of them yelled at us at different points before we left?
Let me count. One, two employees yelled at us.
Yeah, two did.
Yeah.
So what I realized after the fact is they were treating us like we walked in 1 minute before closing at 10:59 at night. You know how you just, if you've ever worked in a restaurant and that guy
you've seen the movie
in,
Waiting, you know, exactly. Like, you know.
They were doing that, but apparently they closed at 7, and we walked in at 6:56 or whatever, and they're like, we're not doing food. I said, okay, I don't want any food. You got to sit at the bar. You can't sit anywhere else. I don't mind sitting at the bar. And they were just so upset. So that restaurant was long closed, lights turned off, it was dark, there was a gate across it like a mall after hours, right? I said, maybe my bag's in there. I'll never know. The only other place it could have been was coming through security if I just picked up my book bag out of the bin, put my shoes on, and then didn't grab my rolly bag. One way or the other, it was at one of those two locations.
Right.
And I wasn't going to stay in Cincinnati while you guys flew away to find out. All I had in the bag was clothes for a few days. A couple of pairs of khaki pants, a couple polos, some jeans.
Toiletries, but they can be replaced.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the toothbrush or the hair gel I got from Floyd's 99.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? This is not worth the stress or the anxiety. We're leaving this bag here. We are on to Washington, D.C. When I landed, I had to do some paperwork, a little bit of a process. I got an email today. They have located my bag.
No way.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm betting it was at the restaurant.
No idea. I'll never know.
Oh.
It's either the restaurant or security.
So here's what I thought happened. You left it at the restaurant because they were just so excited for you not to be there anymore. And the idea normally you would say, hey, somebody left this behind. I, as a regular human being with like concerns and you know, just empathy, would try to find the owner, thinking they're probably in this section of the airport where only four gates are active, right? There's nothing.
That is a great point. It was a small enough airport, and it was, even though it was not late at night, it was late enough seemingly in the airport's business hours that there were a total maybe of three flights and like 80 people in the entire wing.
So they were all with everybody that was going to fly was within 100 yards of that entrance.
Totally.
But there's still now, and you guys know this, like let's say you pick up a wallet, or you pick up somebody's whatever they've left behind. Once you start to go, hey, is this anyone's? You now have ownership of that. And you need to see that through. What you're not going to do is just leave it back on the ground where you found it and say, time to go about my day. So nobody in there, because they wanted to go home so badly, was going to start taking ownership of the suitcase going, is this anybody's? Is this anybody's?
Can you make an announcement? Turned off the lights and locked the door and said, we'll deal with it in the morning?
Yes.
It's very possible.
I think that's exactly what happened. Because if someone went, oh my God, they left a bag. Well, dude, don't say anything because now we've got to stay until they find it.
Now, I've never left a bag at security, but I hear the announcements over the speakers all the time.
Yes.
Where they go, did somebody leave a laptop? Please report to TSA. Somebody left their laptop. Nothing like that. And we were there for, I'm not exaggerating, because of the delays, like two-ish hours.
Yeah.
It was funny because as we were about to board the plane and I realized I didn't have a bag, and now we're in this super time crunch of, can I run back to TSA and maybe miss the flight? I said, if only we could have a delay. I could use a couple more minutes.
I could use a few.
But I just sat around so calm for hours and then realized I didn't have my bag at the very end right before it was time to board the plane. But it didn't matter because when I told the lady that was at the counter about my situation, she said, oh, well, they're closed.
Yeah.
I said, who's closed? It's like, TSA's closed. Again, it's 7:52 p.m. Like, what do you mean they're closed? She's like, yeah, I can't call them. There's no one there.
Yeah,
right,
it's not like Christmas. You know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? It's not like the highest of high holidays.
It's so weird. Yeah. And by the way, you're like, oh, it's Kentucky. It's a tiny airport. Not really.
It's Cincinnati's
it's
airport, man.
It's Cincinnati airport. It's Kentucky and it's Indiana and it's Ohio.
It's a tri-state area.
It's a Tuesday night.
Yeah. People are flying. Right?
I actually saw the schedule for the theater that's there. They have like an indoor theater where they do some minor league hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher and some other people are there this week. Like, you would think there's some people coming in and out of there. There are events. There are games.
Yeah.
The Reds are done, but the Bengals have other home games. Someone might be flying
in. A little bit overwhelmed by some of these things.
But it was my fault. And the bag is on the way. I've got to pay the shipping.
Of course.
$70 to get it back.
But that's your tax for getting it. I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
That is a $70 mistake I will pay gladly for. Yeah. So you may not see me in my best jeans for a couple of days.
That's fine.
But otherwise,
it's fine.
Everything's going to be okay.
Dude, we need to remind ourselves to comment on Grant's jeans when he comes in tomorrow.
Those are my number two. Those are the jeans.
Jeez, Grant. Those jeans.
Those are my Jeff Driskel jeans. That's not the A game.
Those are your Hartmans.
Those are my Mariotas right there. So let's not comment on the Mariotas. We're just trying to get by for a day or two.
Nice jeans, Marcus.
The best thing about it, though, was my wife didn't in any way make it an indictment overall about my adult capabilities, my travel skills, or how badly off I would be without her. She did not in any way make it a referendum.
She didn't seize on that opportunity?
No.
Interesting.
She was great about it. Because I was a little nervous when I told her, like, hey, you won't believe what happened. Rookie mistake here. Like, I thought she might, like, take a chance to really go after me about how, like, you know, you're not good at things.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Mm. Thank God you have me. She didn't do any of that.
None of those things?
Like, this is shocking.
This
because
is no reflection on you at all.
You are so good. I'll bet somebody else screwed up. I think that was the quote.
What an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Because the thing you make fun of me all the time for a million things, rightfully so. But what annoys me in general, and I'm not happy this happened to you, so this is gonna sound conflicting.
Oh no.
But you are so it's gonna work out. Like your attitude when it comes to travel and logistics and those sorts of things. Now, forget like setting up for shows and things like that.
Sure.
Where, like I have the same concern. I'd like this to be hardwired and let's please like have this already. But like in terms of travel, it's like the flight leaves at 7:45 and it's like 7:10. You're like, it'll be fine. I'll get through security. It'll be fine. And it always seems to work out for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's I think ultimately good that this is only a $70 little tax.
It doesn't sound like you're not happy about this.
I'm not happy. But There's a blessing here, right? There's a potential lesson. It's a growth, a teachable moment.
Growth opportunity. Okay.
Where maybe it's not just going to work itself out. Maybe things have to happen for it to work out. Maybe that's the lesson. Maybe that's the takeaway.
In other words, if I keep getting away with these throws,
yeah,
and they just fall safely to the ground or these picks get dropped, these turnover-worthy plays at PFF aren't interceptions.
They aren't interceptions.
When do I stop making the throw?
Maybe in a game that you've already lost. Maybe it's a multiple delayed flight and you're already kind of wearing it. It's a 30-point L. You're going to lose anyway if you complete the pass or not. Now you threw the interception and now the light bulb goes off.
So my number one priority at the airport was doing some Instagram lives where I just showed everyone Danny stewing and worrying that we were never going to fly out because he was convinced.
I was convinced. I was wrong.
The moment we had a 25-minute delay the first time, and you were correct in saying there's going to be a couple more of these, but it was about an hour total. It was not a big deal. Some very small delays.
Ended up being normal.
But Danny was 100% convinced we were going to be in some random airport hotel in whatever area of Kentucky we were in overnight at the Best Western or whatever.
Because after the first delay, you're watching 25 people just stand by the counter in line. What are they in line for? What are they doing? I think they knew. In my mind, I'm going, they already know.
So it did look like people were getting their hotels like divvied out. It was that kind of a line. But I went up to a guy at one point who happens to be a listener. So if he's listening, what's goody? And he's wearing his Commander's gear. And I'm like, why is everybody in line? And he goes, honestly, I'm not sure. I thought we were boarding. And then I pointed outside the window. I'm like, yeah. But there's no plane.
There's no plane. Such a key element of flying. It's such an important part.
I was like, well, but there's no plane. And he's like, yeah, I know. That's a good point. Like, I don't know why we're in line.
Well, it's like one of the times where it's like the flight's been delayed or whatever. Like, I can't remember which announcement. But they go, you know, the flight should be boarding in 15 minutes. I was like, I bet you it doesn't. You're like, what do you mean? I was like, there's no airplane. Such a huge part. There are no airplanes coming or going from this airport. There's a weather warning. The whole thing is a hot mess.
It's a lot harder to fly without the plane.
It's such a key ingredient.
Not impossible, but harder.
Close.
Really close.
Yep.